أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iranradio.ir. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. Well, about conceit in ulama, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi says, "The unfortunate alim who is defeated by his own conceit cannot reform himself or his community, and it will result in nothing but harm to Islam and the Muslims." Here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the danger of self-praise for a religious scholar. Conceit stands for self-importance for a good trait or a noble quality such as knowledge, wealth, high rank, or righteous deed. Conceit causes selfishness and vanity, which are the causes of people's detestation and humiliation. It turns one's eyes away from noticing his own defects. The conceited forgets his sins and causes himself many damages. Sin's negligence of sins stops against repentance to God and exposes to his wrath. Unfortunately, when it comes to the ulama, conceit and self-praise become so dangerous because as an alim or religious scholar starts to praise himself, he considers himself to be the superior to others and treats others as imperfect and insignificant beings. He views them disdainfully in his heart and treats them with contempt. He excludes every individual from divine grace and mercy and considers them a right belonging to himself or to some people like him. The person who has reached this stage comes to a point when he denies whatever virtues he received in others and is disposed to regard its presence in others as disputable.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
Somehow, he suspects the sincerity of their virtues in his heart and considers his own deeds as free from any kind of fault. He underrates others' good deeds, but if he himself performs those deeds, he magnifies them. He is sensitive to others' errors, but overlooks his own faults. In his Al-Khisal, Sheikh Al-Saduq reports from Imam Al-Sadiq alayhi salam that he said, "The devil says, if I subdue the son of Adam in three things, I do not care for whatever he may do, as his good deeds will not be accepted. First, when he overestimates his good deeds. Two, when he is forgetful about his sins. And three, when Oj permits him." That is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh warns every Muslim, and especially the ulama, to keep themselves from the trips of the doomed Satan. May Allah guide us all to his right path. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we had for this episode of Spring of the Truth. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about conceit in ulama. He said, "The unfortunate alim who is defeated by his own conceit cannot reform himself or his community, and it will result in nothing but harm to Islam and to Muslims." Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.